Paul Lipscomb, who once served on the Marion County Circuit Court and is now living in the Sisters area, says he will play peacemaker to help smooth out some troubles in the city council. Lipscomb says he approached the council last week to help address the tension surrounding the future of city manager Eileen Stein. The first mediation session involving Lipscomb will be held later today. Lipscomb, by the way, says he will not charge the city for his services. Both parties hope state lawmakers will take action to bring more jobs to Oregon. A short legislative session starts this morning. Laurie Gould, chair of the Deschutes County Democratic Party of Oregon, says besides more jobs, the party is pushing for legislation that helps struggling homeowners.
Well, the foreclosure crisis that's hit the country has hit Central Oregon particularly hard. So anything they can do to keep families in their homes, to help them stay in our communities and not create that huge backlog of foreclosed homes that dampen the entire real estate market would be a huge improvement for us.
Republican Representative Mike McClain of Powell Butte is on the Powerful Ways and Means Committee. He says he hopes that the legislature does not delay making the hard choices. Supporters who want to bring the Ironman Triathlon to Central Oregon have backed off. The city of Bend had already agreed to host the Leadman Triathlon during the same weekend in September, so Ironman supporters agreed to drop out of contention. Doug LaPlaca, the president of Visit Bend.
We're working with two very large competitive companies, and they are competing in the same category. So if you put yourself in our shoes, we had made a commitment to Lifetime Fitness to host the Leadman Triathlon. We have to ask ourselves, is it appropriate to subject our business partners to predatory business practices by their competitors? And I think where we all ended up on that question is no. We've made a commitment, and let's stick to it.
Leaders of the Oregon Sports Authority say they still hope to bring the Ironman to Central Oregon sometime in the future. Deschutes County Commissioner Alan Unger does not believe that he would support a request from Leadman organizers for a blackout period. The issue surfaced recently when the Ironman organizers were being courted to come to Bend.
It looks like one event is like, 250 people and the other is 2,500 people. So, there might be the same kind of people who want to do both, but, they have to choose.
Unger says the county would probably come across this issue in the permitting process. He says the county needs to treat everyone the same, and it's not the county's job to stifle fair competition. Commissioner Tony DeBone has also implied that he probably would not support any blackout request coming from Leadman organizers. Governor John Kitzhaber names Colette Peters to head the state's prison system. Kitzhaber, in selecting Peters, chose to forego a national search. Peters has been serving as director of the Oregon Youth Authority. The 41-year-old Peters, if confirmed by the state Senate, will become the first woman to head the Oregon Corrections Department. Some students just learning to drive get a hands-on crash course in safe driving. 1110 KBND's Jeff Kirsch reports from Hillsboro.
I didn't think it was going to be that difficult. There was a lot of stuff to think about.
Liberty High sophomore Elizabeth Van Cleek knocks down several traffic cones trying to text and drive. It's one of three driving tests put on by Ford's Driving Skills for Life. Mike Speck, a former race car driver, is a lead instructor.
It gives them that sense of feel of what the car will and won't do, and what they will and won't do.
Students also wore goggles to simulate the effects of impaired driving and learn to regain control out of skids. The nationwide tour started here and continues through much of Oregon in February. Jeff Kirsch, Hillsboro.
And a just-released report shows 28% of Oregon households are unprepared for any type of financial hit, from a job loss to major medical bills or even car repairs. Janet Bird with Neighborhood Partnerships says too many Oregonians make less than the average worker, and that, along with high housing costs, makes it tough.
We need more diversity of job opportunities. We need to really nurture small business development to create a sector of new jobs that will pay people those family wages or living wages.
The report from the Corporation for Enterprise Development says half of Oregonians have subprime credit, and more than one in three could not pay their living expenses for 3 months if they were to lose their job. For these stories and more, check us out online anytime at KBND.com, and we'll get you instant updates on breaking news when you follow us on Twitter. Our next local newscast comes up at 7:05 this morning. In that one, we'll tell you about a complaint filed with the Oregon Bureau of Labor and Industries against Deschutes County District Attorney Patrick Flaherty. I'm Dave Jarvis, reporting for News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.